Good morning, O'Connells.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Judy, you both look adorable in your hats. Do they fit well?
Oh, yeah, they fit great. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you both. I've heard of you both, and I know that you've been around here for close to forever, Judy?
Close to forever. You're right.
Is there one of the two of you that's kind of the spokesperson of the group? Barry points to Judy immediately.
Yeah, Judy's the spokesperson. Definitely. Well,
that's why we kind of put you in the corner over there, Barry. Barry, good morning to you, though.
Good morning.
I understand you worked in industry for 40 years in Yankton. Can you expand on that a little bit? What did you do?
I started out with Dale Electronics in Norfolk and then moved to Yankton with them, then went to Mtron, and between the two of them spent 20 years probably. Worked for Kohlberg for 5 years, and then I sold brick for another 10 years.
Are you a jack of all trades?
I was mostly an industrial engineer until I got into sales.
And a little birdie, Judy, told me you're a little bit of a painter and a golfer, too.
I'm a painter in the winter because there's nothing else to do, and golf in the summer. Badly, but I golf.
And does Judy get you to dance at all?
We used to dance a lot. There's no place to dance anymore, really.
In the living room, maybe, Judy?
Well, we dance in the living room every once in a while. We taught social dancing for years. So we taught lots of couples how to jitterbug and move.
Still teaching dance?
Well, exercise classes now.
But dance has been just a tremendously big part of your life, hasn't it?
My whole life. Yeah, absolutely.
I was just telling Judy that my granddaughter's in dance now, 3 years old, and she'll get to perform at Riverboat Days, and you made sure that happened for years, didn't you?
Well, it's awesome that they still are asking the Riverboat Committee for performances. 42 years ago, we were one of the first groups to perform that was the dancers, and they have danced every year. And the Can-Can we started the Can-Can dancers, and it's still a tradition, and that's awesome. It would be fun if some of the young people that were original Can-Can dancers way back in 42 years ago, wouldn't that be fun if they all came back for Riverboat Days?
And if they could remember how to can-can.
Well, I think some of us are a little out of shape.
I want to hear about your family, and I know that you have a great grandchild on the way, but let's hear about your children and where they are and what they're doing.
Well, Barry and I have three wonderful children. We have Carrie Ann, who lives in Minnesota, and her family, and Christy Eckroth, who lives here in Yankton, Chad, and they have two boys. She's a teacher here in Chad. Then we have Michael, who lives in Dallas, outside of Dallas, Prosper. They have two children. So Carrie has three, Christy has two, Michael has two. So we have seven grandchildren and one great-grandchild and one on the way.
Barry, when is the next great-grandchild due?
That's a tough question. No. I think in what, 3-4 months?
Yep.
Well, I didn't need an exact date, just approximate.
Thank you.
I want to hear about when you two were asked to be captain and bell. Barry, can you take me back to that knock on the door or that phone call? How did it happen, and what was your reaction?
Well, they lied to us to start with.
Well, that sounds just like the Riverboat Days people, doesn't it? All right, tell us about the lie.
They called Judy and just wanted some past information.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what she expected, and I expected nothing. So then they came over, and I was downstairs painting, and she was talking to him, and she said, "You better come up here." Totally unexpected. We did not think that this was going to happen at all.
What was your first reaction, yes or no?
Yes, because Judy's done a lot in the community, and she really deserves this.
And Judy, I'm going to guess that Barry is being a little humble. He's done
a lot in the community. Yes, he's done. There is no way that we could have done all those productions without Barry, because he's back there laying mats, putting out things, making sure if we forgot something at the studio, run back and get it for us. He's always been there for every single show we've ever done, wherever it is.
And if he wasn't there, he was at the Saratoma Baseball Complex, maybe, right? I understand you had a hand in building that?
Not so much a hand, but I was president at the time we decided to do it, president of the Saratoma Club.
And a former Serotonin of the Year, and I don't know if I said that exactly right, but that club is still going strong. You must be pretty proud.
It is. I was in it for 20 or 25 years, maybe. It's a good club. Nice people.
Let's go back to when the Riverboat Days committee caught you off guard and asked you, Judy, what went through your mind?
When they asked me, I said, "Are you sure?
Are you sure you have the right people?"
And for next year, and she said, Michelle Termanson and Mike were there. And they said, "No, this year." And I was just tears came to my eyes. I was just so shocked and honored. We love Yankton, so this is such a special thing to be representing Yankton, the Riverboat Days, Yankton Area Arts Summer Festival. It's just unbelievable.
They're going to keep you busy, you know, don't you?
Well, they've given us a long list. We get to go to a lot of parades, and we're in the parades, so that's kind of fun.
Barry, are you up for the task? This is going to cut into some golf time a little bit, maybe.
Well, as bad as I golf, it doesn't make much difference. No, it'll be fun.
I'm sure that you both know many of the past captain and bell, so kind of an honor to be a part of that community now.
Absolutely.
It is such an honor. I don't know if anybody really realizes what a special honor it is.
Do you have anything in particular that Riverboat Days means to you, something that's a favorite or something that you really look forward to?
Well, of course, the performances, especially of the young people. But everything about it, the booths are unbelievable. The arts, crafts, oh my gosh, they do such an awesome job. The food booths, who can ever not go down and have something to eat? The bands, the concerts, just the people. And you go down there and you run into people you hadn't seen forever, and that makes it all the more fun. We are really lucky to have this great celebration in Yankton.
Barry, is there something about Riverboat Days that's extra, extra special to you?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to the committee. They do a heck of a job. No, like Judy said, well, you know, I was the guy that did the grunt work. You know, I carried the mats and I did that kind of stuff. But no, it's all enjoyable. It's really enjoyable to see that many people come to town for it and have a use for that river park area.
Well, congratulations to you both. Everybody I speak to says, what a great choice for Captain and Bell. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, I'd love to have you back Riverboat Days week. We can talk about your parade experience and how you're feeling right as it's about to happen. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, sure.
And will we maybe have some great grandchild news by then?
And then we'll know. Yes.
Yeah, good.
I think it's a little boy.
All right. I'll see if I can remember that and ask you about it.
I have one, too. I want to give a shout out to the committee, too. They are unbelievable. They really should be honored.
We will make sure that they continue to be honored, and we're honored to have you in here this morning. Thanks so much, O'Connells.
Thank you.